I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Noah Webster was a great American. He was known as the schoolmaster to America. Not only is he responsible for the 1828 dictionary, which is still referenced today, including by me. Noah Webster, though, is also responsible for publishing the American spelling book, known as the Blueback Speller. In that book, he set forth American ways of pronouncing words. Mr. Webster was of the mindset that America must have her own language, separate from the British, from whom Americans had just severed. Old Blueback is uniquely American, especially for its time, as published in the late 1700s. The book is also Christian, including our Savior's golden rule: all things which you would have men do to you, do ye the same to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And Table 12 includes 15 pronunciation lessons, the first being this: no man may put off the law of God. My joy is in his law all the day. Oh, may I not go in the way of sin. Let me not go in the way of ill men. It's good reading. The Blueback Speller may seem rudimentary, especially to academics who scoff at understanding the basics of true learning, which is not about survival in a modern age. It is about unpacking God's creation for his glory and our enjoyment. The Blueback Speller is most likely what caused America to have a high literacy rate, higher than what we have now in our society. Mastering the basics, even something so simple as the Romans Road presentation of the gospel, is really just that, a mastery of the basics. When you obtain the Blueback Speller, it is just the basics. That is the kind of education we all need every day. It is an education based on Christ and theology that is legally prohibited in civil government schools. That is why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.